Hey yo, what up? My name is CJ and this is CJ's Take. Welcome to my podcast. Welcome to CJ's podcast, everybody. Yep, CJ got a podcast and you gotta make sure you tell somebody, okay? Tell somebody to tell somebody to tell somebody that CJ's got a podcast. Now, well, you can just tell them that you have an imaginary friend. I like you to think of me as your imaginary friend. Or, you know, that one friend who's in your head all the time telling you something. Yeah. So it'd be you're driving your car, you just, you know, whatever you're doing, and I'm in your head talking like every other day. Tell somebody that you got an imaginary friend, he's called CJ, and he keeps talking to you every day, you know, and tell them that they should check him out, and, you know, tell them where to find me. And we keep growing the family. Yeah. So I welcome you guys today to the episode of our podcast. It's another beautiful day. God is good. God is amazing. And I am grateful. I am very humbled to be alive on this day. Very humbled and privileged to be doing this, which I do every day. Having good health and also, you know, food on my table, a job to go to, you know, clothes on my back, you know, a roof over my head. I'm grateful for everything, to be able to communicate, to meet people. I don't take anything for granted because it's totally a privilege. It's all God's love for me. So, and I want you to start looking at things like that, okay? Teach yourself to be able to, you know, to be grateful. Teach yourself gratitude, to be able to, you know, be thankful for the things you have. Even if you work for it, that someone provided you the opportunity to be able to, you know, grasp that thing, the opportunity to be able to invest that thought that is, you know, making things work for you right now. Yeah? All right, so we're going to dive right away into our podcast episode for today. We started yesterday, so we're going to be talking about part two of the law of attraction, which we started yesterday. And yesterday, we kind of look at the reason, you know, based on the law of attraction, the reason why most people are actually having the kind of results they're having today with their life. And we discovered that this was as a result of their paradigm, which they had created for themselves after so many years. And this paradigm started a long time ago, which was based on the kind of thoughts they were keeping into their mind, the kind of things that their conscious mind was focused on, which kept sending signals to their subconscious mind, and all these thoughts were being, you know, filed in the filing cabinet, like we said, over years and years and years, and that created a paradigm for them, which is guiding exactly the way they're thinking right now. And if that paradigm is locked on a negative frequency, then of course you're going to be attracting that negative result into your life. It's all about the frequency and the vibration. But we also found out that there is a good part to all this. That all these ways we have programmed our minds over the years, it is possible to change that. And that's what we're going to be looking at today. So it is possible for us to be able to reprogram ourselves. And the best part about it is that you get a chance to do it if you simply just make that decision. So we get a chance to reprogram yourself to be in good relationships, or to be good with people, to be rich, to be successful, whatever it is, we can reprogram our mindset. Now, this is, I gotta say that this is not gonna be a quick, you know, or an easy process. It's gonna take time, of course, but the good news is that you can actually do it. So ultimately, what we want to do is, we want to be able to affect the results in our life. The results that we get in our life, we want to be able to affect that somehow. And if we want to have a future that's better than our present or our past, we need to start changing our paradigm in order to make the results that we want to see in the future. So for whatever we want it to be, you know, whether it is money or relationships or happiness, every single thing in your life, it all starts with one thing, and that is what you think. That's why I keep telling people all the time that it is, our thoughts are very important. Being able to control your mind and control your thoughts is a very, very important aspect of being a person. Now, because what you think, good or bad, goes into your subconscious, and this will eventually produce what results you have in your life, whatever the results are going to be. It's based on what your thinking process has been, you know, working on over, you know, years, which has created that paradigm for you. And now, if is a result that you want to change, which I believe that's what most of us want to do, and then it means that your results will always be in line with your paradigm. Okay, if we are seeking, you know, on changing our results, which of course is going to be in line with our paradigm, then we have to seek to change one thing, which is changing our paradigm. We all know someone, of course, who is very educated, having all these, you know, different degrees. They know everything about everything, but they just can't succeed. Now, why is that? This is simple, because, you know, they have all this education, they know all these things, but there's one thing that hasn't changed over the years for these people, and that is the paradigm which they have created for themselves. Your paradigm is in control of the frequency of the vibration that you send into the world. And in order to change your vibration, you must change your frequency, which is your paradigm. I know that sounds a little confusing. Let's look at it this way. Think of it this way. If I have a radio, right? Say I'm driving in my car and I turn on the radio and I'm tuned into AM, into an AM station, right? Will I ever be able to, you know, pick up an FM station? The answer is no. And the reason why is because I'm not on the FM frequency. So if I'm tuning the AM frequency, I cannot capture any station on the FM frequency because I'm not tuned into that. Now, if I have to capture an FM frequency, what do I need to do? I need to change my frequency in order to pick up an FM station so I can listen to what I want to listen to. It's the same thing that happens with the law of attraction. The same thing. If we have a poverty mindset and that paradigm, then I'll always be broke. If that's my mindset, if I have this poverty mindset in which my paradigm is, you know, linked to all that poverty and suffering and negativity, then I'll always be broke. I'll never attract money to me. I mean, if I'm constantly thinking, I'm always broke, money is hard to come by, I'm always be in debt, I never get enough hours at work, I'll never acquire money, you know, I'll never get that stuff that I really need, etc. If that is my mindset, then unless I change that paradigm, unless I change that frequency, just like moving from AM to FM, then I'll never be able to change anything. So, it's simple. In order for me to change my poverty mindset, I have to be able to change from an AM frequency to an FM frequency, and then start being on the money-making frequency. That way, I get to attract, you know, that money into my life. Because why? You can attract whatever vibration or station that you're tuned into, and you can only listen to that station. So once you attract that particular station into your life, or that frequency or that vibration, that's the only thing your entire life is going to be focused on. So if you think, for example, that all men are cheaters or all women are cheaters, then guess who you're going to attract into your life? Cheaters. It's that easy. If anybody knows someone that is poor, then, you know, they always complain about how they are poor, never making enough money, always struggling. Well, guess what? That's because they are tuned into that station. Do you know someone who's always negative and bad things always happen to them? Yep. The reason is why. The reason for this is because they are tuned into that station. So if you're connected to that, your thought process, you know, is linked up to that, which has created a paradigm for you. And then everything else starts following that same vibration, that same frequency, and those are the results you get to see. Now, so what we have to do is to be able to change our station. And by doing that, it means changing our paradigm altogether. We have to change the way we view the world, okay? We have to change the way we view the world. The paradigm is only changed by one thing. If we're going to change the way we view the world, which is eventually going to change our paradigm, then there's only one thing for us to do, to change our thought process. Thoughts. Your thoughts come into your conscious mind, which are stored in your subconscious mind, okay? Which after a while, all these, you know, collective of, you know, subconscious things, which has been going into your filing cabinet, all makes what is known as your paradigm today. And that guides what happens to the rest of your life. So, what we need to change first, in order to be able to change our results, is to change our thoughts. Therefore, changing our paradigm. Very important. Again, I would like to stress this. If you want to change the results that you've been getting your whole life, you need to change your frequency. If there is something that you want, you need to change your frequency to be able to attract it. Your frequency should be focused on thinking about that particular thing, thinking of how helpful that thing could be to you, thinking about the positive, you know, impact that thing can make in your life. Once you think about it that much, what happens is your frequency is going to change to that. And then it's going to start attracting that thing into your life one way or another. Now, how can we do this? I know you definitely be asking yourself, how can I do that? How can I change my frequency? What are the things I need to do? What are the practical ways? Well, there's one which worked for me, which is working for me, I'd like to share with you. And that is simple. I want you to start practice saying affirmations. Okay, what do I mean by this? Affirmations is basically a way to reprogram your mind, you know, by saying positive things every day. Saying things like, I am constantly attracting money to myself. I am going to be successful. I am successful. I'm a great human. I'm beautiful. I'm enough, you know, etc. All these type of things, you know, once you repeat them to yourself hundreds and hundreds of times, what happens is that your conscious mind starts realizing, starts identifying that, okay, fine, we're about to make a change here. These are the conscious thoughts that I think about every day. It keeps sending all this, you know, positive energy and all this, you know, information about progress to my subconscious mind. So as this has been stored over there for, you know, all these months and years that I keep, you know, telling myself that, it eventually creates that paradigm for me. And then what happens? I stop looking down on myself. I never think that I'm less. I don't think I'm good. I'm not good enough. I don't see opportunities as too big. So it motivates me to want to go out there and achieve more. Try to do that. Do that daily. I mean, it might take, you know, 3 months. But once you start saying these things, just like I said, those thoughts get, you know, saved into your subconscious. And your paradigm will start to shift. You start to, you know, you'll start believing in yourself more. You start attracting money to yourself more. You will figure out ways to make multiple streams of income, etc. If you constantly think that you have to work all the time, you have to go into, you know, a 9-to-5, and you have to work 40 hours a week, you have to, you know, go to a place where you have to clock in and clock out in order to make money, then that's what you're going to do for the rest of your life. I mean, do you realize that the most successful people in the world today have multiple streams of passive income? And by passive income, I mean that they practically don't do anything. They just spend hours building whatever this passive income might be. So they build it, set it off, and then they just let it go. And then they continue to make money off of it without even having to show up. I mean, that's the kind of life I think you want to be able to create for yourself. And am I saying it might sound easy, but it takes work. It takes a whole lot of time. Okay? I don't need to overstress this. Good things take time, and good things come to people who wait. Patience is a virtue. So you have to first of all condition your mind to be able to start this process, and then you stick to it. Intentionally sticking to it and doing it every day, that's how you're going to see the positive results. No. So how do we learn how to make money and be successful as, you know, a lot of other people that we know? We have to learn to make, you know, money passively and have multiple streams of income like they do. But we are never going to be able to do that unless we are able to change our paradigm. You have to change the frequency in which your mind is hooked on in order to start attracting these things. Yeah. So basically, that's how the law of attraction works. And that was, to be honest, that was the best I could do with this, you know, with the time I've got. Again, to change your thoughts today, you can actually start changing your thoughts today. If you're a negative person, you need to change those negative thoughts and start being positive. You can't always control your first thought. Yes, I know that's difficult. But the good thing is, you can always control the second one. So if you have more of a positive ones coming in, then what's going to happen is that you're going to start to change your worldview into a more positive one. And you'll start to get more positive results into your life. Okay? So go out there today and try that. And don't forget, I want you all to share this, you know, with anyone who needs to hear it. Don't forget to tell me what you think, because I know people have a lot of different beliefs as far as love or attraction is concerned. I'm sharing mine with you because I believe in it and it's been working for me so far. And those are the things I do. Those are the tricks which I follow and which are simple. But then I've been seeing results and I'm happy to share that with you today. Yep. So yeah, there you have it. You got the tools now. Go out and conquer your world. My name is CJ and this is my take. I'll see you next time. Peace.